Hello, thanks for tuning in to Learn, Grow, Succeed, the leadership podcast with me, Tom Hallett. This podcast is all about providing you with insights and tips to help you on your journey towards exceptional leadership. Hi everyone, it's Tom from XL back on the Learn, Grow, Succeed podcast. Thank you so much for streaming or downloading us and taking the time to listen wherever you may be. Have you noticed recently that the term agile is being applied more and more to teams? It feels like one of those, almost like a buzzword that's being applied a lot at the moment. Albeit the principle behind having an agile team is super important. And you know, I've been thinking about this in conversations with clients, and I had a fascinating discussion last week with a client from a new startup organization who really lives this agile term. And we were talking about how it links with innovation. So thinking about that, for this week's podcast, we're going to be looking at how agile teams can enable innovation in your organization. And see, you know, explore that a little bit further. As ever, if you're one of our new subscribers, welcome. If you're a long time listener, then thank you for coming back. It's always a pleasure. As the regular listeners know, you can always find transcripts to our podcasts on the website and wherever you get your podcasts from. So head over to xl-communications.com. And there's loads of other content on there that you might find useful. There's some great webinars. More recently, we've put some up on remote working and that kind of thing. So head over to there, take a look, and also do me a favor and please do subscribe to the podcast and share it as widely as you want to. So, agile methodologies, or in other words, the new values, principles, practices, and benefits that are being deployed into teams. These are a radical alternative to the more traditional hierarchical management style, and their popularity is spreading across many organizations. It's not something just reserved for crazy startups these days. Making teams agile involves taking individuals out of their silos and enabling them to self-manage in a multidisciplinary team. And this method of working can accelerate not only profitable growth for your company, but help create the next generation of skilled managers and leaders by giving them new skills and autonomy in their work. It can also lead to real good empowerment of your people, which always leads to more productivity and greater results. To enable innovation in your agile team, you need three key ingredients: collaboration, communication, and motivation. And in today's podcast, I'm going to explore each one, starting with collaboration. Now, trust and autonomy rely on collaborative working. For collaboration to be effective, there needs to be a secure environment in which individuals are confident to voice their suggestions, take responsibility for their own task, and be able to rely on others to do the same. Instilling a practice of consultation, brainstorming, and two-way conversations in a supportive setting will allow an agile team to flourish. By accepting that there can be no wrong answers and only experiences and growth, and the acknowledgement that everyone can learn from each other, you can ensure individuals are given the tools that they need to succeed. This is super important and something, you know, it's relatively simple to build in, but it is a cultural change in some organizations. It is ensuring that even the most new or most junior members of staff feel that they can question the most senior people in the organization, and that's a trusted environment where there will be no repercussions from whatever they say. The second point is communication. Communication is the key to making the right decisions. Feedback is crucial, and not just within the team or the company, but with your customers too. Transparency in your communication helps establish trust, So whatever the project, buy-in from everyone involved is crucial before decisions are made to avoid costly mistakes at a later date. Two-way clear communication will enable your team to work in a more agile way and enjoy rapid innovation. A couple of suggestions that I would make to help communication within teams is, you know, you can establish ways of doing things. Maybe a code of conduct sounds like a very formal way of doing things, but particularly in this COVID world we live in, people are often mentioning how communication has suffered because we don't just have chats over the coffee machine anymore. We have to make Microsoft Teams calls or Zoom calls or whatever you use. Well, you know, when it comes to telephones, they've been in our businesses for decades. So there's an unwritten etiquette on telephone calls. You can call anyone at any time. You just don't answer if you're busy. But for some reason, people don't see this on Teams. So maybe just put in a few ground rules on communication and expectations of it. And the second top tip I've got is within a business or a team, do look at establishing sort of a common language. There are lots of behavioral psychometric assessments that are really useful ways to get a solid foundation of communication in a team. We often use one called the social styles model at Excel, and the language within that is just something that makes communicating so much easier and so much more efficient and effective. So the last point to go through, and that is motivation. Teams need to be motivated to succeed. That's not an agile specific thing, that's just in general. But motivation stems from a sense of having a purpose, of understanding how an individual fits into the overall scheme of things. And one way you can achieve this is to provide your team with the autonomy to make decisions and to take control of the process. By providing autonomy, you also make space for creativity, and allowing creativity to flourish leads to higher personal productivity levels. If an individual is engaged in their work, they are more likely to do a better job. And just a final honourable mention is that accountability in your team's roles foster a real sense of ownership and job satisfaction, leading to higher overall commitment. So, if you're creating an agile team, do take some time to think about how you're encouraging collaboration within the group, how people are communicating with each other, and what you're doing to motivate them. And if you can create that agile environment, innovation will stem from this, because people are confident to progress these ideas that they have, whether they're crazy or not. So there you have it, three key factors that promote and ignite creativity in an agile team and enable innovation. If you want to talk any more about that, we're always open for a chat at Excel, so drop me a mail or give us a call in the office. We would love to talk to you about it. So thanks for joining in today, and I will speak to you next time.